Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
For me, one of the best things about living in the North is enjoying the four seasons. At the same time, one of the worst things about living in the North is enduring the four seasons. Our seasons in the North are like snowflakes, no two alike. Forced to choose which season is the most frustrating for me, spring is an easy winter. Weary of the ice and snow and slush of winter, we eagerly await the arrival of spring as though some magic button will be pushed in mid-March and winter will at last be sent away. We feel a sense of entitlement after all we've been through together. We expect instant warmth and day after day of glorious sunshine. Of course, spring doesn't always cooperate, at least not in the beginning. A late March or early April snowstorm reminds us that Mother Nature is teasing us, and we must still wait a few more weeks for the trees to bud and the flowers to show themselves. Finally, summer provides relief from the cold, but of course it goes too far in the other direction. Here we are, in the dog days of August, and could there possibly be any better name for them? We're miserable, the dogs are miserable. Daytime temperatures, which often sit in the 90s and occasionally reach 100 degrees, will keep even a dog inside. Yet winter stands alone as the least favorite season for millions of Northerners. Down south, winter can be a delight in the southern states, where the blistering heat of summer has given way to warm, balmy days and cool nights. Such is not the case in the winters of Ohio and Michigan. Nobody in Florida owns a snow shovel. Nobody in Ohio lives without one. For most of my adult life, I shoveled my own driveway after a winter snowfall. I considered it an obligation and good exercise. Eventually, I decided neither of those considerations was worth a heart attack. At the same time, I admit that waking up in the morning to discover a heavy overnight snow, especially if the sun is bright and the snow is glistening, is one of life's special pleasures. The real world, of course, the cars, the trucks, the snowplows, quickly spoils the serenity and silence. Which brings me to my favorite season, and quite possibly yours, autumn. The hot days of summer have begun to shorten a bit, and the temperatures have begun to moderate. I don't want to be arbitrary about the best days of autumn, but if you make me choose, I'd say mid-September to mid-October. Football Saturdays. Baseball season winding down toward the playoffs. Days worthy of short sleeves still come around. Even if there's a bit of a chill in the air, normally a sweater or a light jacket is all you need. There is no better time to walk in the park than when surrounded by autumn leaves. I suppose I should not complain. I lived for 14 years on the central coast of California. We had just two seasons on the coast, and we had them every day. It was fog season in the morning and no fog season in the afternoon. Beautiful as it was a bit monotonous. Here in Ohio, no such worries.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.